when the conservation area was first created in 1974, the phrase traditional landmark character of the mountain was used, that's what was being protected. What does that phrase mean to you, the traditional landmark character of Burnaby Mountain? How would you describe that?
Well, I mean, Burnaby Mountain is the most striking feature of the city. You know, is it? I mean, when you look at our motto, "By river and sea rise Burnaby," is it rises highest at Burnaby Mountain, and the views from Burnaby Mountain of the rest of the Lower Mainland are absolutely spectacular.
Yes.
You know, it's an area in which, you know, I think anyone who goes to the campus or goes up to Burnaby Mountain Park, where, you know, we've got a rose garden and we've got our sister city, you know, sculptures, and, you know, we've got this part of the mountain in which we really have accentuated the views that are available to us, is that it's a landmark in the sense that it provides this point where you can survey how absolutely gorgeous all of the Lower Mainland is. And I think that's a very important asset to be able to have. And a far different view than you get from one of our new high-rise towers sitting atop Metrotown. You know, is despite the fact that the view is very similar, is that the circumstances of the view are very different.
Yes. In fact, what role does the Centennial Pavilion area play in the conservation area, because we were talking about it being a natural area, preserving the natural asset, but now we have this cultural amenities on the mountain. What role do they play?
Well, Burnaby Mountain conservation area was quite separate from Burnaby Mountain Park. Burnaby Mountain Park was a city park, and it was, you know, this viewpoint that was protected by the city from the very beginning. You know, it wasn't part of SFU or part of the SFU development. And so, you know, for the city, as it became an area that was a recreational area, you know, so they've got the Confederation Rose Garden there, and they've got the restaurant, they've got used it for Playground of the Gods, our gift from Kashiro. Recently, we renamed a portion of it Kashiro Park for our 50th anniversary with our sister city, Kashiro. It very much, that area emphasized the difference between conservation area in the mountain and recreation area that was a civic responsibility, a park where you invite people to come in there, and it's made and designed for people to be able to enjoy it, you know, and that much of what's there is man-made. It's man-created, and it's looked after by man. So, you know, you've got a rose garden that requires constant attention, you know, by our gardeners, and is enjoyable and beautiful, and, you know, you know, there can't be an attitude in which you look at it from the perspective that the only thing that's beautiful is nature. You know, is the things that humans create and the things that humans are able to do are beautiful too. You know, and they need to be displayed and they need to be honored. And so having an opportunity to see beautiful sculptures, a beautiful rose garden, you know, to see things through the eyes of human creativity and innovation is another wonderful part of existence in our world. And again, when I talk about balance, you know, when you talk about trying to bring together a harmonious world, I think it's a question of appreciating all of those different elements, you know, and that there is real social benefit to people being able to gather in places in which human creativity is the main focus, and there's also a huge amount of benefit to be gathered by having places where nature is the creator.
Mm-hmm. Are there particular events that have happened up at the Centennial Pavilion that you've enjoyed?
Yeah, I mean, the recent 50th anniversary visit by Kishiro, in which basically the tears were flowing from our Kishiro delegation as this, as we looked out at the Playground of the Gods that was built by Toko Noburi, an artist who's now passed away, and the sculpture pointing to Kishiro, you know, across the ocean. And the renaming of that area to Kishiro Park as their 50th anniversary, I mean, I'll always remember that as being a very important occasion and one that really celebrated a relationship. Interestingly enough, the relationship with Kishiro was first consummated in 1965, right at the time of Simon Fraser University starting.
So
the 50th anniversaries coincided.
Yes.
And both were started by Alan Emmett, who was the mayor at that point. You know, he was the one who started the relationship with Kishiro.
I see.